From Martin J. Driscoll, less than in the mind way at gmail.com. Date Thursday, March 8th, 2018, 5:16 p.m. Subject, forwarded message, be open. To Stephen at grewuptherapist Graves, S. Graves at dbh.sbcounty.gov, /Jonathan.Arellano-Jackson, #Cromobone-the.good, one bad makes all look bad, warning against deception and hypocrisy. Jarellano-Jackson at pd.sbcounty.gov. LinkedIn social media activity may not seem appropriate, just like you thought that email was not appropriate. Or the fact that my HIV medications were filled for a temporary refill per doctor there at Department of Behavioral Health. You would be so wrong on so many different levels. Your invitation to Stephen Graves, MSLMFT was sent. View profile. My profile on LinkedIn is https://www.linkedin.com in James Driscoll 4521-3519. James Driscoll. Owner, realuphuman.net spelled R-E-A-L-U-P-H-U-M-A-N.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history. At realuphuman.net spelled R-E-A-L-U-P-H-U-M-A-N.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, at grewup.net spelled G-R-U-W-U-P.net, great reasons as will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe education, reference. San Bernardino, California. 6666 connections. For this binded URL. http://stephen-john-graves.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled R-E-A-L-U-P-H-U-M-A-N.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, sbcounty.gov/. Consider me, a trust-binding builder of new options in governmental accountability, as my role here is journalist among other roles. Index of /spounty.gov. Name last modified size description parent directory at grew up conflict resolution system presentation, the 8th of March 2018 1651 court authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities, the 8th of March 2018 1623 state authority to legally enable rights for persons with disabilities, the 8th of March 2018 1555 at Realuphuman mission badge, issued to sbcounty.gov.jpg, the 8th of March 2018 1731 105k gmail, binded_content.org, the 8th of March 2018 1828.2m. It grew up conflict resolution system presentation, the 8th of March 2018 1651. My name is Martin Driscoll. I am requesting that everyone now refer to me by my middle name, as my primary name is reference to my peace building efforts in relation to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I was born on September 1, 1965 in San Bernardino, CA. By given real legal given at birth is James First Martin, middle, Driscoll, last. I was of the fetal age of 3 months when the history of race relations in the United States historical events. Selma to Montgomery, March 1965. Forwarded message. From Dalium, today at dalium.com. Date Thursday, March 8, 2018 at 6:32 a.m. Subject, be open. To in the mind way at gmail.com. Be open. By Madison Taylor. As we live, we will go through the processes of opening to new information, integrating it, and stabilizing our worldview. Living in an information age, it is easy to become overwhelmed by the constant influx of scientific studies, breaking news, and even spiritual revelations that fill our bookshelves, radio waves, and inboxes. No sooner have we decided what to eat or how to think about the universe than a new study or book comes out confounding our well-researched opinion. After a while, we may be tempted to dismiss or ignore new information in the interest of stabilizing our point of view, and this is understandable. Rather than closing down, we might try instead to remain open by allowing our intuition to guide us. For example, contradictory studies concerning foods that are good for you and foods that are bad for you are plentiful. At a certain point, though, we can feel for ourselves whether coffee or tomatoes are good for us or not. The answer is different for each individual, and this is something that a scientific study can't quite account for. All we can do is take in the information and process it through our own systems of understanding. In the end, only we can decide what information, ideas, and concepts we will integrate. Remaining open allows us to continually change and shift by checking in with ourselves as we learn new information. It keeps us flexible and alert, and while it can feel a bit like being thrown off balance all the time, this openness is essential to the process of growth and expansion. By Madison Taylor. As we live, we will go through the processes of opening to new information, integrating it, and stabilizing our worldview. Living in an information age, it is easy to become overwhelmed by the constant influx of scientific studies, breaking news, and even spiritual revelations that fill our bookshelves, radio waves, and inboxes. No sooner have we decided what to eat or how to think about the universe than a new study or book comes out confounding our well-researched opinion. After a while, we may be tempted to dismiss or ignore new information in the interest of stabilizing our point of view, and this is understandable. Rather than closing down, we might try instead to remain open by allowing our intuition to guide us. For example, contradictory studies concerning foods that are good for you and foods that are bad for you are plentiful. At a certain point, though, we can feel for ourselves whether coffee or tomatoes are good for us or not. The answer is different for each individual, and this is something that a scientific study can't quite account for. All we can do is take in the information and process it through our own systems of understanding. In the end, only we can decide what information, ideas, and concepts we will integrate. Remaining open allows us to continually change and shift by checking in with ourselves as we learn new information. It keeps us flexible and alert, and while it can feel a bit like being thrown off balance all the time, this openness is essential to the process of growth and expansion. Perhaps the key is realizing that we are not going to finally get to some stable place of having it all figured out. Throughout our lives, we will go through the processes of opening to new information, integrating it, and stabilizing our worldview. No sooner will we have reached some kind of stability than it will be time to open again to new information, which is inherently destabilizing. If we see ourselves as surfers riding the incoming waves of information and inspiration, always open and willing to attune ourselves to the next shift, we will see how blessed we are to have this opportunity to play on the waves and, most of all, to enjoy the ride. Perhaps the key is realizing that we are not going to finally get to some stable place of having it all figured out. Throughout our lives, we will go through the processes of opening to new information, integrating it, and stabilizing our worldview. No sooner will we have reached some kind of stability than it will be time to open again to new information, which is inherently destabilizing. If we see ourselves as surfers riding the incoming waves of information and inspiration, always open and willing to attune ourselves to the next shift, we will see how blessed we are to have this opportunity to play on the waves and, most of all, to enjoy the ride. Print. Save. Discuss. Dalaim Course Spotlight. Personal Rituals for Sacred Healing. By Madison Taylor. As our culture becomes increasingly detached from community and nature, we have fallen out of touch with the sacredness of our lives. People are busy, distracted, laden, stressed out. This is why stopping to take a breath and making the ordinary beautiful and meaningful is important. Incorporating rituals into our lives can help us to make each moment count. Everything you do can be elevated to ritual status. It's about being present in the task you are doing. Ritual can be created for personal celebrations as well as cosmic events like the change of seasons and full moons. These are wonderful opportunities to actually create your own ceremony that is performed seasonally or yearly, either alone or with friends and family. What makes it ritual is your intent to make it special and to be with it in the present moment. In this beautiful course from Dalaim co-founder Madison Taylor, you will learn simple yet profound rituals you can incorporate into your daily life that will enhance your experience greatly. Top 10 Dalaim Courses. 1. 21-Day Yoga Shred. 2. Fit and Fierce Over 40. 3. 21-Day Booty Core. 4. A Year to Clear What is Holding You Back. 5. Release Yourself from Family Karma. 6. Protect Yourself from Control Dramas. 7. Be Free from Unhealthy Relationships. 8. HIIT Yoga Fusion. 9. 8-Week Whole Body Makeover. 10. Heal Your Inner Child. Greater Than More Courses. Home, Inspiration, Courses, Horoscopes, Gift Shop. Email Settings, Unsubscribe, Privacy Policy, Help, FAQ. Copyright 2016 Dalaim, all rights reserved. No portion of this site can be reprinted without express permission. Subscribed is in the mind way, @gmail.com, 433,715, 1.